John 15, verse 4. Good to see each one of you tonight that has come. And we want what God has for us. John, the 15th chapter and verse 4.
Juan, capítulo 15, verso 4.
The word of the Lord says, abide in me.
Permaneced en mí.
And I in you.
Y yo en vosotros.
As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself.
Como el pámpano no puede llevar fruto por sí mismo.
Except it abide in the vine.
Sino permanece en la vid.
No more can ye except ye abide in me.
Así tampoco vosotros, sino permanecéis en mí.
I am the vine.
Yo soy la vid.
You're the branches.
Vosotros los pámpanos.
He that abideth in me and I in him.
El que permanece en mí y yo en él.
The same bringeth forth much fruit.
Este lleva fruto.
For without me ye could do nothing.
Porque separados de mí nada podéis hacer.
You may be seated tonight.
Se puede sentar.
Praise God. You know, this passage of scripture tonight that we want to share with you was one of the last things that Jesus told his disciples before he went to the cross.
Este pasaje de la Biblia fue de las últimas cosas que Jesús dijo antes de que se fuera.
And this, I want you to think of it this way. If you had somebody that was fixing to die.
Quiero que piensen en alguien que estaba como a punto de morir.
And they called you near to give you something, to tell you something important.
Y te llaman para decirte algo importante.
As if a secret.
Como si fuera un secreto.
And perhaps they were fixing to die, and you leaned over to listen to what they had to say.
Quizás estaba a punto de morir y tú te inclinaste tu oído para escuchar lo que iban a decir.
Because you wanted to catch everything that they were trying to tell you.
Porque usted quiere prestarle atención a todo lo que te iban a dar.
And when they told you it was a secret.
Y cuando te dijeron el secreto.
To help your life and to better your life.
Para arreglar y mejorar tu vida.
This is what this scripture is. This is right before Jesus was arrested.
Para esto es esta escritura, porque fue justo antes de que arrestaran a Jesús.
Look at the great secret. He says, abide in me.
Miren el gran secreto que dice permaneced en mí.
And I in you.
Y yo en vosotros.
When you do that, God's going to put life in you.
Cuando haces eso, Jesús va a poner vida en ti.
And you're going to bear fruit.
Y vas a llevar frutos.
And he talks about this, but verse 11, the last verse here.
Y habla de esto, pero en el verso 11.
And I want to read is, these things have I spoken unto you.
Estas cosas os he hablado.
That my joy might remain in you.
Esté en vosotros.
And that your joy might be full.
Y vuestro gozo sea cumplido.
The secret of the Lord is when God lives in you, you abide in God, and he abides in you, God will let your joy be full when his joy is complete. Amen.
Cuando tú dejas que el Señor viva en ti, tú obtendrás la felicidad que viene del Señor.
I want to talk to us tonight that we're made for connection.
Quiero hablarles sobre el título que estamos hechos para la conexión.
Amen. And this passage of scripture we're talking about tonight, amen, Jesus makes the commandment, not a suggestion, abide in me.
Y aquí Jesús da un mandamiento, no una sugerencia, de conectarse con él.
That word abide, Jesus wasn't talking about just mere belief, but he's talking about a union, about being in him.
Cuando habla de permanecer en mí, no habla solamente de algo vano, sugerencial, es algo que se tiene que hacer.
He said, abide in me and I in you. That's a mutual dwelling.
Dice, permaneced en mí y yo en vosotros. Es algo mutuo.
We remain in him in faith and obedience. And guess what? God puts his spirit in us.
Nosotros permanecemos en él a través de él y él nos da su espíritu.
Can I just encourage you tonight, when you receive the Holy Ghost, it's the gift of God.
Cuando usted recibe el Espíritu Santo, es un regalo de Dios.
And there's power in the Holy Ghost to keep you.
Y hay poder en el Espíritu Santo para mantenerte.
Are you thankful tonight for the power of the Holy Ghost?
¿Estás agradecido por el poder del Espíritu Santo?
That the gift of God doesn't leak out of those that really want God in their life.
Que no deja aparte a los que realmente quieren de Dios.
There's a power in God's gift.
Hay un poder en el regalo de Dios.
That will help you remain and stay on the rock.
Que te va a permitir quedarte y mantenerte en la roca.
Even though the storms come,
incluso aunque venga la tormenta,
even though the waves come and wash you,
aunque vengan las olas,
and even though the rains come down and beat upon you,
incluso aunque la lluvia te golpee,
the winds come and begin to blast you,
y cuando el viento venga también,
But the house that was built on the rock stayed.
Pero la casa que se hizo en la roca se mantuvo.
Amen. God will put some stay inside of you.
Y el Señor va a mantenerlo ahí.
When you abide in Him.
Cuando
hallelujah.
En él.
Let's give the Lord a hand of praise tonight.
Denle
for His
alabanza,
goodness.
Señor.
Hallelujah. 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 God has abiding power.
Dios tiene un poder permanecedor.
Let's talk about when we don't abide in Him.
Hablemos de qué pasa si no permanecemos en él.
The branch begins to wither, the word says.
Las ramas empiezan a esparcirse.
Prayer starts losing its power.
Y la oración empieza a perder poder.
Faithfulness starts ceasing.
Y la fidelidad empieza a decaer.
But when we abide in Jesus, Jesus puts the flow inside of us.
Pero cuando permanecemos en Jesús, él pone su fluir en nosotros.
When we keep Jesus the main thing in our life,
cuando permanecemos y ponemos a Dios como lo primero,
he'll do the main thing through you.
Él hará lo primero en ti.
And the whole purpose is this, he said, that you may bear fruit.
Y aquí dice que si permaneces en mí, llevarás fruto.
Something you can't do on your own.
Algo y llevar fruto por ti mismo no puedes.
God will make you something you couldn't be on your own.
Y Dios te está haciendo algo que tú no podías ser por ti mismo.
But the goal is not our appearance.
Pero la meta no es lo que nuestra apariencia.
But our connection.
Sino nuestra conexión.
Are you thankful for the spiritual power of the Holy Ghost that God makes you something?
¿No estás agradecido por el poder de Dios?
The fruit is that visible proof.
La fruta es la prueba visible.
That there is something divine flowing through you.
Que hay algo divino fluyendo en ti.
Something that you don't even deserve.
Algo que no mereces.
God begins to flow and put inside of us.
Dios lo pone en ti, lo pone fluyendo en ti.
He puts character inside of somebody that was worthless.
Pone carácter en alguien que no merecía.
You know, only in the eyes of humanity, it only takes one little bad thing to mess up your character.
En la humanidad solamente toma una cosa para hacerte un desastre.
Because the eyes of the world and the eyes of people are always on you.
Porque la gente del los ojos de la gente del mundo siempre están en ti.
If they're going to judge you, it's going to be by your character.
Si te van a juzgar, va a ser mal para tu carácter.
But aren't you thankful that Jesus gives you a brand new right in with your character?
Pero no estás agradecido que el Señor te da un nuevo carácter.
If any man be in Christ, he becomes a new creature.
Todo lo que está en Jesús se convierte en una nueva criatura.
Character can be developed inside of somebody.
Y el carácter puede ser desarrollado en él.
Aren't you thankful you have the testimony that used to be me?
No tiene el testimonio de que antes era.
Amen. God will take what you destroyed and give you the fruit of new character.
El Señor te va a dar un nuevo fruto de una nueva criatura, un nuevo carácter.
Not only does the Lord give that, but He gives conduct, a new conduct, a way you conduct yourself.
Sino que también te da un conducto.
That's called righteous living.
Que es vivir de una manera justa.
How many before you just couldn't do right? I mean, been there before.
¿Cuántos de nosotros no podíamos vivir de esa misma manera, de manera justa?
When you got mad words come out of your mouth that were wrong and inappropriate.
Cuando te enojabas, palabras que no correspondían salían de tu boca.
When you got frustrated, you did things that you shouldn't have done.
Y cuando te enojaste, hiciste cosas que no deberías haber hecho.
I thank that the Holy Ghost would put some right inside of us.
Pero agradezco que el Señor Jesús puso
the
lo bueno
Spirit
en nosotros.
Of God would put right things in your life.
Y el Espíritu del Señor va a poner cosas buenas en ti.
God not only gives character, but He gives conduct inside of us.
No solamente te da carácter, sino conducción.
Not only that, but have you ever been to that place that you didn't contribute anything in life?
O donde te estuviste en un lugar donde no hiciste nada o no contribuiste con nada.
It seemed like you just exist.
Pareciera que solamente estabas existiendo ahí, nada más.
Are you thankful that when God flows through you, you now have fruit that will contribute to other people?
¿No estás agradecido que a través de esa fruta que te dio Dios,
beauty of
te ayuda a la gente?
God comes in, and beauty is made for somebody else to look at.
Y la hermosura de Dios se hace en ti para que los demás vean esa hermosura en ti.
Beauty is vanity when I look at it, bro.
La hermosura es vanidad cuando la veo.
When I look at my beauty and I look at me and I think, "Woo, I'm beautiful," is vanity.
Cuando me veo en el espejo y digo, "Oh, me veo bien." No, eso es vanidad.
But when the Lord steps through and gives you a new beauty,
pero cuando el Señor entra en tu vida te da una nueva belleza.
Somebody can admire it and enjoy it in your life.
Alguien más lo puede mirar y admirar.
You don't have any beauty on your own.
No tienes una belleza por ti mismo.
I'm thankful for the beauty of the Lord Jesus in our life.
Agradecido de la belleza de
Jesús. God does make some people beautiful.
Y Dios hace la gente hermosa.
Have you ever seen somebody that was ugly?
¿Ha recibido a alguien feo?
I mean, their face, their whole self was ugly.
Y se ve muy feo.
But have you ever seen somebody whose spirit and attitude was ugly?
O que fueran feos en cuanto a lo espiritual y al habla.
You look at them and you didn't want anything to do with them.
Los miras y como que no quieres relacionarte con ellos.
Because they were ugly.
Porque son feos.
Aren't you thankful that God will put beauty inside of a person?
Pero no te agradecido que el Señor va a poner hermosura dentro de su corazón.
How many of you thankful for the beauty of the Holy God of heaven today? That God is still a giver of beauty.
De la hermosura que Dios pone en nuestras vidas.
So what a great exchange God makes with humanity.
Pero qué gran cambio y qué gran regalo nos da el Señor.
God will take your nothing.
Dios toma lo que nosotros no somos nada.
Your lack of contribution.
Tu poca contribución.
God will take your bad.
Dios toma tu maldad.
He'll take your sin.
Toma tu pecado.
He'll take your habits that you can't break.
Toma tus hábitos que no puedes salir.
But when God steps through, God will make a brand new you.
Pero cuando Dios entra en tu vida, hace un nuevo
I want to get a hold of this, don't you?
Yo me quiero agarrar de eso.
Are you thankful that God is a God of second chances?
¿No te agradeces de que el Señor es un Señor de
Are you thankful that God just don't slap us into hell?
Qué bueno que el Señor no nos deja solamente
but God gives us a brand new life.
Sino que el Señor nos da nueva vida.
A brand new opportunity.
Una nueva oportunidad.
And when we abide in Him,
y cuando permanecemos en él,
and He abides in us,
y él en nosotros,
amen. There's something beautiful to live for.
Hay algo hermoso por lo que vivir.
You know, I've told the story before that a lady went to the doctor.
He contado esta historia de que una mujer fue al doctor.
And the doctor says, "You only have 6 months to live."
El doctor solamente le dio 6 meses para vivir.
And the lady,
y la mujer,
she got upset.
Se enojó.
She got afraid.
Se enfureció, se aterró.
And the doctor said, "Sit down."
Y el doctor le dijo que se sentara.
I didn't tell you had 6 months to die.
No te dije 6 meses para morir.
I said you had 6 months to live.
Dije 6 meses para vivir.
If you leave here with 6 months to die, you probably won't make it in 6 months.
Si piensas que en 6 meses vas a morir, no vas a lograr esos 6 meses.
But if you leave here and enjoy every moment and every day,
pero si vives
your
esos
life
seis
will
meses,
be precious.
Si vives esos 6 meses y aprecias esos cada momento de esos 6 meses, vas a vivir mejor.
Guess what? She left with that kind of attitude.
Y adivine con qué actitud se fue.
And she lived for many years.
Vivió por muchos años.
I'm thankful God gives you something to live for today.
Bueno que el Señor nos
Amen.
Da algo
you ought to give the Lord a hand of praise for what he's doing.
Al Señor.
Come on, you ought to praise him like the Bible teaches us to applaud him with hands clapping. To applaud him and say, thank you, Jesus, for what you have for me.
Por todo lo que hiciste en mí.
He's got more than religion for us.
Él tiene más que religión para nosotros.
The church sign don't save me.
Lo que hay afuera en la iglesia diciendo el cartel no me va a salvar.
But the God that made heaven, earth, and sea, and the sun, amen. He's the one that's going to save us.
Pero el Dios creador de todo, él sí me va a salvar.
And he's the one that wants you to have a beautiful outcome.
Y él quiere que tú tengas un buen resultado.
Oh, he wants to prove it in your life.
Quiere probarlo en tu vida.
I'm telling somebody today there's hope in Jesus Christ.
Quiero decirle a alguien que hay esperanza en Jesucristo.
There's help in Jesus Christ.
Hay esperanza en Jesucristo.
And there's joy in Jesus Christ.
Y hay felicidad en Jesucristo.
And there's fulfillment in Jesus Christ.
Y hay llenamiento en Jesucristo.
Hallelujah. You don't have to die without hope tonight.
No tienes que morir sin esperanza hoy.
Amen. He is a love that don't fade.
Es un amor que no se va.
A joy that isn't just circumstantial.
Y una felicidad que no es circunstancial.
And a peace that just continues to flow.
Y una paz que sigue fluyendo.
When we keep our hearts in Him.
Cuando permanecemos nuestros corazones en él.
Jesus said, "Abide in me."
Jesús dijo, permanecer en mí.
Stay in me.
Quédense en mí.
And let me work through you.
Y yo trabajaré en ustedes.
When you let God be God in your life,
cuando dejas a Dios ser Dios en tu vida,
God will give you what you can't give yourself.
Dios te va a dar lo que tú
He'll
no te
give
puedes
you
dar.
What money can't give you.
Te va a dar lo que el dinero no te puede dar.
He'll give you what life itself can't give you.
Te va a dar lo que la vida misma no te puede
life
dar.
Life outside of Jesus Christ is not really life.
La vida fuera de Jesucristo no es realmente vida.
It's just death.
Solamente es muerte.
But Jesus said, "I'm come that you may have life."
Pero Jesús dijo,
and it more abundantly.
Vida.
Amen.
Abundancia.
Let's give the Lord another hand of praise
Dele
for what
alabanza
He's done.
Al Señor.
Jesus said,
Jesús dijo,
"I am the vine, but you're the branches."
Yo soy la vid.
You got to stay attached in me.
Tienes que permanecer en mí.
If a man doesn't stay in God, abide in God,
si el hombre no se queda y no se permanece en Dios,
he starts dying.
Empieza a morir.
When a branch is detached from the vine,
cuando el pámpano se va de la vid,
it may look like it's alive,
pareciera que estuviera vivo,
but it starts dying from the inside out.
Pero empieza a morir desde el interior hacia afuera.
And when we're cut off from Jesus Christ,
y cuando nos cortamos de Jesús,
we may have the appearance of being religious,
tal vez tengamos la apariencia de ser religioso,
but if we don't have power, what good is religion?
Pero si no tenemos poder, ¿qué tan bueno es la religión?
Are you thankful that spiritual vitality is not made by effort?
¿No está agradecido de que la vitalidad de la espiritualidad no está relacionada con eso?
But it's made by staying connected to Jesus Christ.
Sino que se hace por la conexión que uno tiene con Jesús.
There was a study made.
Se hizo un estudio.
And that study was where they took a bunch of rats.
Tomaron muchas ratas.
And they put them in cages.
Y la pusieron en jaulas.
And these rats were all put in cages in different rooms.
Y pusieron estas ratas en diferentes jaulas, diferentes cuartos.
And the only thing in those cages was food and a bottle of water and some water mixed with cocaine.
Y lo que había era comida, agua y agua mezclado con cocaína.
These lonely rats, they explored the cage. They walked round and round in their lonely little cage.
Y caminaban y rodeaban esta jaula de ratas.
They couldn't see any other rats in their life.
No podían ver otras ratas.
Oh, even though they put a little mirror there, they would look at themselves, but there was no other rat there.
Aunque pusieron un espejo para que se miraran, no había ninguna otra rata porque estaban diferenciadas.
And because of their lonely, depressed lifestyle.
Y porque tenían una vida depresiva.
You know those rats would drink the cocaine.
Esas ratas empezaron a tomar la cocaína.
Every time they would go to the cocaine before they went to the water.
Siempre iban hacia la cocaína antes de ir al agua de verdad.
They looked for something to stimulate their life.
Buscaban algo que les estimulara en su vida.
They had no pleasure in life.
No tenían placer en su vida.
Even though they had the little rat wheel that could get on and go round and round.
Aunque tenían la ruedita para entretenerse.
They still was bored and they drank the cocaine.
Aún así se aburrieron y tomaban la cocaína.
And immediately.
Y inmediatamente they would die. Morirían.
After a period of time of drinking that, there would be sudden death, in other words.
Después de un periodo de tiempo de que tomaran eso, morían.
But they did the same study where they would put rats in groups in different cages.
Pero pusieron a las ratas en grupos en diferentes jaulas.
They put the same amount of food.
Pusieron la misma cantidad de comida.
They put the same bottle of water.
Ponían la misma agua.
And they put the same mixture of cocaine in water.
Y también ponían el agua con cocaína mezclado.
And because these rats had a social connection.
Y porque las ratas tenían esta conexión social con otras ratas.
Because they had meaning.
Porque tenían un propósito.
They never drank the cocaine water.
Nunca tomaron de la cocaína.
I want to tell you today, amen, life is really valuable.
Quiero decirle hoy que la vida realmente es valiosa.
Amen. They lived a lot longer than those that did not have that kind of environment.
Vivieron mucho más de aquellos otras ratas.
Isn't it amazing that if you don't have something in your life to live for,
¿nos agradece que tiene algo por vivir?
There's a hurry up dying.
Y que hay algo más por morir.
A hurry up death inside of you.
Qué bueno que no hay algo que esté haciéndolo rápidamente.
Because
para
you have no purpose.
Porque no tienes propósito.
Jesus said, "I've come that you may have life."
Pero Jesús dijo, yo vengo
Jesus
para
said, "I've come you may have purpose."
Y dijo que yo
but it's not just here.
Pero no solamente aquí.
But I have a purpose to come that is forever.
Si no tengo
aren't you thankful
arriba?
Tonight for eternal life?
¿No estás agradecido por la vida eterna que Jesús Cristo da?
Amen. We need each other.
Necesitamos cada uno de nosotros.
We need God.
Necesitamos de Dios.
We were made to connect.
Hemos nacido para estar conectados.
It's crazy because in our world, brokenness and hurts and meaningless.
Es una locura porque nuestro mundo está roto con dificultades, con dolor.
Makes a person turn to other things.
Y hace que la persona se vaya a otras cosas.
Our world is full of drugs today.
Nuestro mundo está lleno de drogas.
Because people have not found their purpose.
Porque la gente no ha encontrado su propósito.
They're trying alcohol.
Intentan el alcohol.
The way they celebrate life is either with drugs or alcohol.
La forma en la que celebra la vida es con alcohol o con otra cosa.
But I'm thankful today that I don't need alcohol.
Pero estoy agradecido que no necesito nada.
I don't need the drug to celebrate.
No necesito las drogas para celebrar.
I have something that will fulfill my heart.
Tengo algo que llena mi corazón.
Are you thankful tonight that Jesus still fulfills your life?
No estoy agradecido que aún Jesús llena tu vida.
You know the reason why? Because we have purpose in Him.
¿Sabe por qué? Porque tenemos un propósito en Él.
But pretty soon, people that do drugs,
pero muy luego la gente que tiene drogas,
they have bitterness.
Se empiezan a tener raíz de amargura.
Incompleteness.
Y se sienten incompletos.
They don't fit.
No encajan.
They may have friends for a while.
Tal vez tengan amigos por un tiempo.
But if they don't share their drugs, they don't have anybody.
Pero si no comparten las drogas, no tienen a nadie.
Are you thankful today that Jesus has more than a drug for you?
Nos agradeces de que Dios
Jesus
tiene algo
has
más
life
eso.
And peace and joy.
Dios es la vida, la paz.
Amen. We go to the jail and we see so many people there that been abused by drugs.
Hemos visto en la cárcel la gente que ha sido abusada por la droga.
They're young, but they're old people.
Son jóvenes, pero son viejos.
They may be just in their 20s, but their facial features are old.
Quizás estén en sus 20, pero sus caras parecen como si tuvieran más años.
Their youth is used up.
Su juventud ya se usó.
I'm thankful that Jesus has hope for you today.
Jesus
has purpose for you. Jesus has something that will outlive your life here on earth.
Jesús tiene algo más para tu vida, algo mucho más de lo que te puedes imaginar.
Well, today everybody's talking about artificial intelligence.
Ahora que la gente está hablando de la inteligencia artificial.
They call it AI.
Lo llaman IA.
With AI, you could ask it to do things for you, and I mean, it's amazing what AI would do.
Con la IA puedes preguntar lo que sea y es asombroso lo que uno puede hacer con ello.
If I need to write a letter to somebody and I don't know how to write the and use the right kind of words.
Si tuviera que escribir una carta y no sé qué palabras usar.
I start putting information in and AI will write it for me.
Solamente pongo información y dijo que la inteligencia artificial haga el resto.
And there's some people feel like AI is going to take over.
Y la gente piensa que la inteligencia artificial va a tomar
and replace a human.
Y reemplazar al humano.
But
pero
the notion is humans don't want more information.
Pero la noción es que los humanos no tienen más información.
We don't crave data.
No estamos buscando por más información.
You know what humanity craves is connection.
Lo que los humanos buscan es conexión.
They're looking for something to connect to in life.
Buscan conectarse con alguien, no información.
Artificial intelligence can never, it really never satisfies somebody.
La inteligencia artificial nunca va a satisfacer a alguien.
You know the reason why a machine, it could give solutions.
La máquina puede darte soluciones.
But it never empathizes.
Pero nunca va a tener la empatía.
But Jesus said, amen. I've come with care as a great shepherd of your soul.
Pero Jesús dice que viene con amor como.
Are you thankful today that there's an authentic connection to Jesus Christ?
¿No estás agradecido por la auténtica conexión que tenemos con Jesús?
We're not made for a machine.
No estamos hechos para las máquinas.
But we're made for affection.
Pero estamos hechos para la afección.
We're not whole people.
No somos gente.
But we're parts.
Completa, sino somos parte.
We're parts that need to be connected to each other in this hour.
Somos partes que necesitan estar juntas.
And we're designed to be joined together with each other and with Jesus Christ.
Pero cuando nos unimos todos nosotros en Jesús.
Do you know the glory of living is to be connected with Jesus?
La gloria de vivir estar conectado
con Jesús. And you're
really
never satisfied just being connected with Jesus. You got to go find somebody to tell them what Jesus has done for you.
Y tienes que encontrar a alguien para decirle que Jesús.
Are you thankful for the power of a testimony that somebody shared with you that Jesus is real?
No te agradeció por el poder de testimonio que alguien te habló de ti.
There are people in this room that can tell you tonight. I used to have to depend on alcohol.
Hay gente aquí que alguien tal vez dijera antes dependía de alcohol.
My life was messed up.
Mi vida estaba hecha un desastre.
I couldn't relate to anybody.
No podía estar con nadie.
But Jesus came.
Pero Jesús vino.
I don't have to have the drug.
No tengo que tener la droga.
I don't have to have a cigarette.
No necesito el cigarro.
I don't have to have this to cope in life.
No necesito tal cosa.
I have to have my Jesus.
Tengo que tener.
And when you have that testimony, you got to share it with somebody. You got to connect with somebody.
Tienes que compartirlo y conectarse con alguien.
God made us to harmonize.
Dios nos hizo para armonizarnos unos con otros.
Amen. And truth begins to change somebody's life.
Y la verdad empieza a cambiar. cambiar la vida de alguien.
When they connect to God, hallelujah.
Se conectan con Dios.
Are you thankful today for the beauty of Jesus Christ?
¿No estás agradecido por la conexión?
Are you thankful for the beauty that we're complete in Him?
¿No estás agradecido por la felicidad?
You're never complete till you find your place in Jesus.
Está completo en Dios y que encontramos nuestro lugar en Dios.
You're never fulfilled till your purpose is revealed inside of you.
Tu propósito se revelará a través de Jesús.
And in closing, you weren't made to just barely exist. You were made to connect.
No fuiste hecho solamente existir. Fuiste hecho para conectar.
Connection gives you meaning.
La conexión te da un propósito.
Disconnection, you start decaying.
Y la desconexión te empiezas a decaer.
Tonight I want to tell somebody it's a joy to be connected to the vine.
Y hablo de la felicidad de estar
to abide in Jesus Christ.
Para permanecer en Jesús.
And the beautiful thing to let His love flow through you.
Y dejar que su amor fluya a través de ti.
To let care and concern flow through you.
Que el amor de él fluya a través de él.
Have you
ti.
Ever seen somebody like that before?
¿No has visto a alguien así antes?
They had a love that flowed through them and a care.
Tenían amor que fluía de ellos.
Then I've seen other people that did not have Jesus in their life.
No ha visto a gente que tenían a Jesús en su vida.
They didn't care about anybody but themselves.
Y que no tenían a Jesús y que no les importaba a nadie más que a sí mismos.
They would look at people and just want to run right over them.
Y miraban a la gente y no les importaba pasar sobre ellos.
But when you connected to Jesus, Jesus would give
Jesús,
you a love.
Él te dará un amor.
That you can love somebody else.
Que puedes amar a alguien más.
And you can share that there's a purpose.
Y que puedes compartir de que hay un propósito.
All because you're connected to Jesus Christ.
Todo porque estás conectado con Jesús.
Will you stand with me today?
Se puede ponerse de pie esta noche.
Will you stand to your feet this night? I want you to lift your hands to the Almighty God. I want you to close your eyes and reach to Jesus with us tonight. Amen. I want you to ask Him, Lord Jesus, fulfill my life. Don't let me stay empty. Don't let me stay without meaning and purpose. Put a joy inside of me to live. Put peace inside of my life. Put beauty in my life. Let me learn to love other people. Let me care about my neighbor. Let me care about the one that is headed to hell. Help me be there for that one that is weak.
Ayúdame a estar por quien está.
Help me serve life to that one that is lifeless and hopeless.
Ayúdame a servir por quien no tiene esperanza.
When you're connected to Jesus, Jesus will make you complete.
Cuando estás conectado con Jesús, Jesús te va a hacer completo.
When the Lord has slipped the key to your life, when you've been in the prison of life, bound up.
Cuando estabas en la prisión y Jesús trajo la llave de tu prisión.
And so to speak, on death row.
Por así decirlo, en el camino de la muerte.
And somebody gave you the key to live.
Y alguien te dio la llave para vivir y dejar esa vida.
Once you've been there,
¿has estado ahí?
And you've been set free,
y cuando has salido libre,
you don't mind at all sharing that key with somebody else.
Ya no te importa
giving that opportunity to somebody else.
Y darle esa misma oportunidad que se te fue dada.
What a difference Jesus makes. Are you thankful for that tonight? You were made to be connected. Even one more time, lift your hand. Let's let the Holy Ghost minister to us tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on, won't you give yourself to the Lord tonight? Give that honor to the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I love you. Isn't it amazing when you connect to Him and you start worshiping Him? You can't outgive that to the Lord. God will bless you when you praise Him. When the praises go up, the glory comes down.
Cuando tu gloria desciende, Jesús.
Hallelujah. Sister Crosswhite sings tonight. Amen. I want you, if you would, just step out of your chairs for a few moments. I want you to come and just give the Lord a little time right now in this place.
Quiero que le dé un tiempo al Señor en este lugar.
Amen.
All my heart.
All my heart.
All my soul.
With all my mind, all my just want to come love you back for what you've done for me, Jesus.
Solo ame Jesús por lo que él ha hecho en usted.
Come on, Jesus is in this place.
Jesús está en este lugar.
Come on, He rescued us.
Él nos